Episode 434, Language Shapes You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sister. How are you? I am delighted that you're here. Come on in. Oh, wait, though. Take a deep breath. Let the tension of your shoulders go away. Come on. I know it's been a tough day. All right. There you go. Now you're a little bit calmer. Let the peace come in. And now you can sit down and focus on your best selfie. You're amazing. And I am honored that you are indulging us in your presence because you were created on purpose for a purpose. And you taking time out of your busyness, out of your hectic lifestyle to say, you know what? I need to take care of me. I give you a standing ovation today. And I want you to know how much I truly love and care for you. Today, we're talking about language shapes you. And it's really going to be exciting. First, let me give a shout out to all of you that are brand new to our family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Create Your Now family. We are here doing life together. We really are trying to figure out and find our own journey, but we're supporting each other. If you've got questions, I would love to hear from you. And feel free to reach out. You can go over to createyournow.com. You can find us on Facebook and like our page. You can find me on Twitter and follow me there. I would love to connect with you. You resonate with me. You truly is the reason why I am here. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And we have an amazing family around the world, and I'm praying for each and every one of you. Some of you I've heard from and others I haven't, but I would love to connect with you. So take a moment or two, jot me a note. Would love to know where you are, where your heart is, and what your dreams are. What have you been dreaming about today? Have you thought about it? Well, maybe you haven't given much thought to it because of the way you speak to yourself. Yes, language. Language shapes you. We talk a lot about reflection here because the way you see yourself is really eventually the way the world sees you. You try to put on this mask and pretend to be someone you aren't, but somehow it kind of seeps out through the cracks and the crevices. And your true self is there, but you're sometimes afraid to acknowledge it. So you just hide thinking the mask is working. And when in all reality, it's really not. And then some of you are maybe afraid of your reflection of, oh my gosh, I don't know this person. Or maybe I've changed over the years. Having children has changed me. Being married now for 15 years has changed me. Having my own business has changed me. When you're on a journey, your life's journey, you're going to go through change. You're either moving forward or backwards. You're not standing still in any relationship that you're in. And the language that you use shapes you. A lot of us are worried about our physical shapes, how we look, if we're overweight, what are we eating, are we healthy? Have you ever thought about the health of your mind? Well, that's kind of what we're talking about today. Language shapes you. The words you use. Way back when, in episode 144, and when I say way back when, yeah, we're on episode 434. So we're talking lots of episodes. So you need to go over to Create Your Now Archive 1. Okay, search for that in iTunes, and you'll find that episode, or it's also at createyournow.com. And there you'll hear the heart of the tongue. And if you haven't listened to it recently, I would encourage you to, because it's a great episode. The KISS is SPOTS. We talk about stop, process, observe, think, and speak. And that's the whole process of what the heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. The heart of the tongue is to build up, not tear down. When we talk about the heart of the tongue, we're talking about what we're feeling inside truly. And we think sometimes we say things out of sarcasm, but it's really honestly how we feel. And we want to make light of it, but it's really how we feel. Well, this leads us into what our language that we use. The language that you use shapes you. When you wake up in the morning, what do you say to yourself? Think about it. What do you say to yourself? I'll give you a second. Maybe you don't speak at all. Maybe you just grumble. Or, oh, it's another day. Or do you sometimes say, man, I just look so tired. I didn't get any sleep last night. Man, this hair is an awful mess. Have you seen these wrinkles? When you speak that, those words, and you use that language over and over and over again, 365 days of the year, what is happening? You're taking a statement of fact, because that's what you see, so it seems to be real, and it becomes your belief. And as you say these things over and over and over again, they become ingrained in you. And when they become ingrained in you, what happens? It's a belief. And you think you're getting older. Do you ever think you would ever feel beautiful? Nope, don't think so. Because you tell yourself every morning that you're not. And you're not using the words, oh, I'm not beautiful. No, but it's the language that you use. The words. You see, language is the method of human communication, either spoken or written, consisting of the use of words in a structured and conventional way. Now, these words that you're using, they could even be the slangs. So think about all the different things that you text and what they mean. Okay, I would go as far as when it says that the method of human communication is either spoken or written. That's so other people can communicate with you, but it's also your own thought. So when you say you talk to yourself, yes, what are you talking to yourself? Even if it's just in your head, it becomes your thought. That's your language. Studies show the way we think influences the way we speak. Therefore, the reverse is true. The way we speak influences the way we think. So, put this into your thought process. What we think about, we bring about. Therefore, what we speak about, we become. What we speak over and over again, oh, look at these wrinkles. My hair is an absolute mess. Have you seen those gray hairs coming in? Oh my goodness, whatever shall I do? I'm looking older every day. How can I be so old, so ugly, so, I don't know. My hair seems to be thinning. I'm just gaining weight. When you say this over and over again, what we think about, we bring about. Therefore, what we speak about, we become. You're instilling these beliefs. What you see is truths. And you're adopting them as your own. Your language makes it real. It makes it believable. Language shapes you. Kind of scary if you think about it. The power of language. The power of spoken words. The power of spoken thoughts. The power of silenced thoughts. What language are you using today? And I'm speaking specifically when you look in the mirror, or when you're in a quiet room, or maybe when you're laying down, you know, before you go to sleep, what are the thoughts going through your mind? Are they positive or are they negative? What are you rehashing in that mind of yours? Then take it as far as, how are you speaking to your children? What was the last conversation you had with your husband? Was it positive? Or was it out of anger? Or was it sarcastic? Or was it being self-centered? Language shapes you. I really want you to put a lot of thought into this today. Now, there are five areas of the styles of language that you need to refrain from. This is not part of the KISS, but this is something that I personally believe that we as the human race tend to gravitate towards. Why? Because it's easy. Why? Because we're actually comfortable with it. Why? Because, well, we're all kind of just that way. It takes work to be the opposite. So it'll make sense here in just a minute. So let me go over these five areas with you of the styles of language that you need to refrain from. Number one, complaining. Do you complain? There's obviously times to complain, but do you really complain? Think about the words, the sentences that come out of your mouth, the language that you use. Are you complaining? Number two, negativity. Oh, sweetheart, I've asked you so many times to pick up those shoes. Why can't you get it right? Pick up your shoes. boy, what does that say? Instead of, I see that your shoes are not picked up. Will you please go pick them up? Hear the difference? Listen to the difference. Number three, criticism. Criticizing all the time. You are worthless. Maybe you were told that as a child. You'll never amount to anything. You have no potential of being amazing or of even being an author. Why would you think of writing? Criticizing. Number four, gossiping. Ooh, women, listen up here. Gossiping. Do you still meet every once in a while with a few select girlfriends so you can gossip? Oh, wait, this is the latest thing I've heard. Did you hear? Oh my gosh, can you believe she's pregnant? And do you know what she's doing? Really? Unfortunately, I know that still does happen. Women are so mean. Think about it. Sometimes we really are. Gossiping. That's a language that you need to refrain from. And number five, excuse making. Excuse making. Do you fall into that category? All of these five styles of languages are areas that you really need to refrain from. Why? Because language shapes you. When you find yourself using these forms of language, you're allowing yourself in to kind of the crutch of the negativity, the crutch of complaining, the crutch of, well, I'm never going to be anything. I'm never going to amount to anything. Well, yeah, you won't if you keep using that language. And neither will your child. You see, the buck stops here. And a lot of people aren't talking about the words that we use. Nobody is training on mannerisms and what is proper form. We've left all of that out and we've taken it away. I mean, in the true olden days, I mean, can you remember when you would walk and you would have like a book on your head because you had to stand tall and you had to have good posture? And now if you did that, people would laugh at you and say, oh my gosh, you are so weird. But if you watch the posture of people today, rounded shoulders, sunken. It shows what? Lack of confidence. There's nothing there. The language you use shapes you. And you are worried about the weight and the number on your scale? Think about the words that you're using, the sentences that you form as they come out of your mouth. Because not only does language shape you, but it shapes those around you, the world that you touch. So if it is so important, then how can you use language to actually benefit you, to put you in the right direction? I'm so glad you're asked. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It is speak under the influence. You know, like DUI? Well, we're not talking about drinking here. We're talking about speaking under the influence. And these are five ways that you need to speak under the influence. Number one, love. Number one is love. This is where your affection, caring. Speak under the influence of love. Number two, speak under the influence of gratitude. Be grateful. Be thankful for where you are in your life. Yeah, maybe it's even for that problem that arose. It actually may not be a problem. It may be an opportunity. Change the language. Number two is gratitude. Speak under the influence of number three, optimism or positivity. There's no negative. You want to be positive. You want to be bright. You want to bring joy into people's life. You want to bring joy into your life. Negativity is not going to do that, right? It's going to be like you're hitting yourself over the head every single day. No, be optimistic. The glass half full versus half empty. Speak under the influence of number four, truth, honesty. You're talking about fact, no fluff. You're removing yourself from, oh my gosh, you would not believe. You don't need that. You need to speak in fact. For example, if you go and you're trying on a brand new dress and you look at yourself in the dressing room, maybe the dress really doesn't look good on you. That doesn't mean that you're fat. But what do we normally say when we're in the dressing room and we don't like the dress and the way it looks on us? Oh my gosh, I am so fat. I have gained so much weight. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? Did you ever think that maybe the cut of that dress is not right for you? So instead of saying, oh, I look so fat, how about saying, this dress doesn't fit me well? Hear the difference? Amazing. Language shapes you. And number five, speak under the influence of tranquility. Yes, peacefulness is the peace, the calmness. No drama. How many of you all live in a dramatic world? Whether it's your children that are extra dramatic and they're like, oh yeah, bring on the drama here. Maybe it's your girlfriends. Beware, beware. You don't want the drama. So it's speak under the influence of tranquility. And all of these, when you think about it, love, gratitude, optimism, truth, and tranquility, all five of those, guess what? Your body is going to celebrate. Why is your body going to celebrate? Your blood pressure is going to go down. You're going to have more energy. Because did you know what? When you have negativity, when you complain all the time, when you have excuses and you're gossiping about things, you're giving energy to stuff that doesn't need to happen. Imagine if you gave it to stuff that needed it. Where would you be tomorrow? Ah, yes. Celebration is where you would be. There's no reason to waste unnecessary breath on something that isn't going to serve you, isn't going to serve your family, isn't going to serve your friends and your neighbors and your community, the world around you. So I want to challenge you today with the kiss, okay? We're going to take the kiss a little bit further. Your challenge today is to listen to what you're speaking, the words you're using and how you're using them. I want you to actually think about it consciously and begin to sit here and formulate in your mind, oh my gosh, I'm falling under these styles of languages I'm supposed to refrain from. I need to focus on what? Speaking under the influences, the SUI. Speak under the influence of love, gratitude, optimism, truth, and tranquility. I want you to be your best selfie. God created you beyond amazing. It's time you believe. Carry your belief torch. Stand tall today. Speak the language of confidence and go out and be incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.